Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of Jesus challenging traditional Sabbath practices and advocating for acts of compassion and kindness towards others. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored.
Jesus once asked those around him a thought-provoking question. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than evil, to save a life rather than destroy it? This question challenges our understanding of the Sabbath and the notion of doing good deeds. As Christians, we are called to show love and compassion to everyone, regardless of the day of the week. Jesus emphasized the importance of doing good on the Sabbath, challenging the traditional belief that it is solely a day of rest and refraining from work. He reminds us that acts of kindness and mercy should not be limited to specific days, but should be an integral part of our everyday lives. In addition to demonstrating love and compassion, we are also called to uphold God's moral standards. As Christians, we have a responsibility to faithfully follow the teachings and commandments given to us by God. These moral standards are clearly stated in the Bible and serve as a guide for our actions and behaviors. Our society is filled with individuals who are less fortunate and in need of help. Whether they are experiencing poverty, illness, or other hardships, they deserve our care and support. God, as the God of the helpless, desires for his children to show compassion towards those who are less fortunate. So how do we demonstrate love and compassion for the less fortunate? It starts with having a heart that is willing to serve and a genuine desire to make a positive impact in the lives of others. We can actively seek opportunities to help those in need within our local communities. This can involve volunteering at a homeless shelter, participating in community service projects, or donating to organizations that support the less fortunate. Additionally, we can reach out to individuals personally, offering a listening ear, a helping hand, or simply showing kindness and empathy. It is crucial to remember that helping the less fortunate goes beyond meeting their physical needs. It is also about providing emotional support and encouragement, helping them regain their sense of dignity and self-worth. We achieve this by treating them with respect and demonstrating that they are valued and loved. As we extend our love and compassion to the less fortunate, we must always do so in a way that brings glory to God. Our actions should reflect the character of Christ and serve as a testament to his love and mercy. In doing so, we become living examples of the goodness and grace of our Heavenly Father. In conclusion, Jesus' question about doing good on the Sabbath challenges our understanding of the Sabbath and calls us to demonstrate love and compassion every day of the week. We are not only called to uphold God's moral standards, but also to extend help and support to those who are less fortunate. By actively seeking opportunities to serve others and treating them with respect and kindness, we fulfill God's desire for us to show compassion towards the less fortunate. Our actions should bring glory to God and serve as a testimony to his love and mercy.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with gratitude in our hearts. We thank you for the blessings of this day and for the opportunity to reflect on your teachings. As we go forth from this moment, may your guidance and presence be with us. Grant us strength and wisdom to live out your love and compassion in our daily lives, and may our actions bring glory to your name. In your loving embrace, we find peace and purpose. Amen. Goodbye, dear friends. As we part ways, may your lives be filled with joy, love, and countless blessings. Take care and share the light of kindness wherever you go. God bless you all.